without change. Something sleeps inside us. The sleeper must awaken, 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 awaken.
God.
Oh, that was awesome. That was hilarious. I love it.
Oh, what's going on? This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
And I'm Doug.
Oh, I think we're still waking up, man.
This is going to chronicle. This is this particular episode is going to chronicle our trip out to Western Michigan.
And an episode it was.
Oh, my goodness.
That
intro, that Weird Al thing.
Oh, well, you'll know it in a little while. This is the cool thing about doing a radio show or doing some form of art or some form of media. When some really crappy stuff happens to you.
Or some really cool stuff.
Yeah, yeah. But what I mean, though, is when some really crappy stuff happens to you, you can, on Sundays, we come here and we can vent about it every once in a while. Because a lot of times when it's crappy, it's happening while we're ghost hunting or we're trying to get somewhere to ghost hunt. Or somebody,
In this case, we were trying to get somebody to ghost hunt. We found somebody who drives like crazy.
Yeah, you'll hear about her later.
She got hurt, I think, in a Cracker Jack. So like Weird Al says, I really, really...
I don't think there's enough Cracker Jack licenses in the world.
to describe this lady.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Anyways, to start off with, okay, yeah, we went to the Felt Mansion finally. Now, Doug went there last summer. It was last summer, wasn't it?
Well, it was before Halloween.
Okay, it was last fall or last autumn.
Yeah, autumn. Awesome.
Which I really don't. Do they even really consider that a season anymore?
I don't know. I think everybody just calls.
I mean, because here in Michigan we have like about 7 different seasons.
Yeah.
We have like crappier, crappiest, ridiculously crappy, unbelievably crappy,
and summer.
And summer.
And that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. And summer. There's variations of summer, which is hot. Horribly hot, sticky hot, stuck to the walls hot, stuck to the ceiling hot. I mean, it just we never get a break here.
Right.
For example, last week we had like 4 different seasons last week.
Yeah.
On Monday, I came into work early Monday morning.
It was like that was short sleeve weather.
Monday morning was cold, but it was clear. It was kind of hazy. And by I get into work about 7:30 ish, and by 10 there was a blizzard outside.
Yeah.
And by time to leave work. It was like 4 foot of snow. That night, it was freezing rain.
It was freezing rain and ice storms.
Yeah, and so the next 2 days, so we slid around and ice skated on our cars for the next 2 days. And then Thursday, 70 degrees.
Yeah.
Friday, 70 degrees. The snow's gone.
Yeah.
We have the window open right now.
It only lasted for a couple days, and we had, yeah, so last week was about 3 or 4 seasons.
It was horrible. Fortunately, though, for the trip this weekend, it was cold at night. But during the day, it was just beautiful. We couldn't have better weather. My mom said that today. I went over there for dinner,
yeah.
And she's like, "Why is your face red? And why is it like a raccoon kind
of
thing?"
Because of the sunglasses.
Yeah. We went to Felt Mansion. You went last October. It was my first time going, which we're not going to be able to go anymore.
I know. Unfortunately, now I have to say first. I have to say I love West Michigan Ghost Hunter Society. Mad props to Nicole, WGHS. Yeah. You guys totally rock.
It was great to finally meet you guys.
I mean, Nicole and Vicky and Julie was there, and just everybody. It was just phenomenal.
Yeah,
okay?
they treated us very, very well. Anything we needed to know, anything we needed, it was taken care of right there on the spot. Couldn't have had a better experience.
When we
finally got to the mansion, because it was a long day before that, man.
Okay, we're going to describe for you in a scant 2 hours, we're going to try to describe for you what was it? Almost, it was like 18 hours worth of
18 hours worth
traveling
of traveling. Worth of toilet humor in the cars. Physical and verbal humor. Like toilet humor, I might use. Which you guys rode in a death escort.
Yeah, we were in the death escort.
And the original plan was me, Will, and Doug were going to ride in the death escort. And I saw an opening in one of the trucks.
Yeah.
Which I figured, here's my excuse, right? Because I didn't want to be cramped in the backseat of the death escort for, 300 miles. So, okay, I'm going to ride in the truck because, hey, you're just driving a little four-banger death escort.
Yeah.
What,
I
never ask a woman her age. We're all pretty big boys, and I didn't know the Death Guard. I mean, the Death Guard withstood the Mansfield trip between me and you last year.
Yes, and it withstood this trip very, very well.
I don't know if it would have made it with 200 plus dudes sitting in that car. I mean, nothing against the Death Guard, because the Death Guard does rule. It is God of the automobile, of the Death Guard kingdom.
Well,
it would be the king.
Yeah, we got in the car, as a matter of fact, in the Death Guard, and I said to Will, he was like, he wasn't looking kind of nervous or anything, but I thought, well, this is about time to make him kind of nervous. So I said, well, I know the Death Guard will get us there. I don't know about getting us home, but it will get us there, and we will make it to the mansion.
Well, here's what happened, though. The night before, it was my buddy's birthday, right? Scott is going to go to bed early on Friday night. Now, I'm still on my bender, kind of. I'm still on the bender.
Right, right.
I'm trying to get off the bender, but, it's my buddy's birthday. I had to go out, right? So, you hang out, have a couple drinks. I didn't drink that much.
Excellent.
I didn't drink. I only had a couple of beers. It was cool.
Excellent.
But, it's my old friend Pete, and we tend to, start talking, nostalgia and all that good stuff about the glory days.
Uh-huh.
And, that ended up turning into a 3-hour discourse at Ramshorn, which is a restaurant here, till 4:30 in the morning.
How did you do it?
I don't know.
We had to meet up at least, is it, what, 8:30 or 9:30? What time did we meet up?
About 9:30-ish around there.
Yeah, because I got there 15 minutes after I thought I was going to get there.
Yeah.
That's because I had to go back for my flashlight.
Yeah.
Because I'm an unprepared ghost hunter. but I got the flashlight, made it there 15 minutes late.
Uh-huh.
Right after I got there, we all took off.
Yeah, I pulled
but
it
that
off,
was
though.
Like
I got out of bed, though. I made it. I was real surprised. I was out of bed by 7:30.
Excellent job.
Well, I was awake by 7:30.
Oh, okay.
I was out of bed by 8. But I was still, and of course, here comes the phone calls. The two-way goes off, and Bonnie, the driver, one of the drivers, Bonnie, are you up? Of course I'm up. What are you talking about? Why wouldn't I be up right now? And same thing from Will. So are you up yet? Of course I'm up. Why wouldn't I be up? I think I'm gaining this horrible reputation of, when Friday comes, I just turn into this wolf man. It just goes nuts and,
you're only out
the nightlife is alive for me on the weekends, right? But,
Will called me, too, but I was actually already up and already in the car.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, we were worried because, he called you and, you didn't pick up.
No,
imagine
I never
that.
Do, yeah.
Imagine Doug not picking the phone up.
I never
But, that's
up,
what
yeah.
you were in the shower, and
yeah.
we didn't, nobody picked the phone up, so I got the phone call, hey, man, I don't think Doug's up yet, you want to call him? And that's when I talked to your mom. He's in the shower. Okay, well, cool. You were up.
I was up. I was up.
Everybody was on top of it. But the hardest part for me was when I was half asleep still, of course, because I was only about 2.5-3 hours of sleep. I get up, and, Bonnie, we're here, we're in the driveway. Okay, I'm coming. Now, walking out that time of the morning, we're ahead an hour now, so the sun is out in full force in the morning now.
Yeah.
which it was a beautiful day out, beautiful morning. Sunglasses on, walk out. That was bad enough. I look to my left down the driveway, and there sits this brand new canary yellow Ford 8, whatever. What is it? God, what kind of truck is it?
I don't remember the name of it. It's one of them little ones. It's not an
excursion. Cool truck.
Excursion?
Whatever. Yeah, no, excursion's expedition? A big gas-guzzling beast. I think it was a little...
Expedition?
No, that's a big gas-guzzling beast, too, I think.
Well, they hit,
it was
they
a little. It was a little. What was it?
It was. It wasn't.
Well, it's one of the like a Cherokee. What is that? What
I know it's a little tiny one. Escape.
Ford Escape. Okay.
Thank you.
That was cool. Nice truck. I got to drive. It was real nice. But the damn thing was bright yellow. It was hard enough to look at the sun in the morning.
Oh, I know.
That's the first comment I made.
As a matter of fact, I think the color in the color of that car. I think they describe it in lumens. I'm sure of it. It's like, this
very
is
nice.
10,000 lumens.
It hurts.
Yellow.
It hurts.
Yeah.
I mean, trying to get in that thing just hurt. Just fighting my way to get in there. Get past the power of this truck.
But it worked.
I think drove nice. It was a real nice truck. So we get out there. We met up with you guys and everything like that. Got out, I mean, surprisingly, everything was pretty organized.
Yeah, then we made it 2 miles to McDonald's.
Yeah.
Yeah. We made it 2 miles away.
I think like we stopped like every 10 miles this trip.
Yeah.
Just to go to the bathroom or whatever. It's like we just couldn't stand being in the cars that long. We just decided to like stop every 10 miles.
Well,
I gotta go to the bathroom.
Here's the thing, okay.
You got like 50 people, you know.
Alright, we are now, even though we're amateur ghost hunters,
uh-huh.
We're experienced amateur ghost hunters. Okay. We've been doing this for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason we organized an event with it had, at one point, our train of cars was 7 cars long, and...
Well, I was thinking about something about that. You were driving the Escort with Will.
Yes.
I was in the canary truck
Escape.
Thingy, the Tweety Bird truck or whatever.
Yeah.
And there was that was full between,
yeah.
You know, me and Pete. That was enough. He's a big boy. But, okay, so we were full. Kelly had her big gas-guzzling beast.
Yeah.
And
she's
you had your big gas guzzling beast too, which
driving.
You were driving. But
no,
well, you weren't driving. Lisa was driving.
Was driving.
But there was an extra seat in there, and Kelly said her and her friend riding.
Have
in
you
there.
Ever ridden in the back of his truck?
I saw that. Yeah, a lot of times.
With Jeff.
Oh,
a?
Well, he's a big kid. Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, still Kelly had a lot of room in her truck though. Oh, okay. Because I was wondering about that. I'm like, why didn't those guys just ride with Kelly?
Right.
But, yeah, okay, the smoking factor.
Have,
that's very
yeah.
important when you're on a long trip. You have to be able to chain smoke, especially that time in the morning. Sorry, I needed to get some explanation on that. I've been thinking about that since yesterday.
So, yeah, but, no, at one point we had 7 cars in a row. That was during the actual hunting.
Yeah.
Before that, driving out there, we had 5. 5 cars.
No, we condensed down from 7 to 5.
Yeah, we were 5 cars.
How efficient is that? You know?
And, and then the other one, was it Jeanette? No.
Jeanette, yeah.
Jeannie drove herself because she was going to split off after Felt.
Yeah.
And she was going to stay in the area.
Yeah.
So she drove separately as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, we had a convoy.
Yeah.
5 cars going out there.
Which, that's not, well, it, when you get on the highway, it's not too bad. You're okay.
Well, I don't know.
Well, the Escort was being pushed.
Yeah, they actually threatened to tie a, what was that, one of them, bungee cords.
Yeah.
To the front of the Escort and pull it along.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't go that fast.
Well,
so
Kelly's like me. When she drives fast. She don't mess around. Like when we left last night out of Denny's, it's like 3 in the morning, and like we still have like 2 hours to drive to get home. And Kelly, we get on the highway, and she just hops in the CB. Okay, guys, I'm flying. Take it easy. All right, see you later.
Yeah.
And I saw like flames come out, and like, I don't know, it might have been like the actual, like, what would you say,
perspective of the road and stuff, but
the space-time continuum, it was kind of ruptured when she took off.
It did look like there was a warp there.
Yeah, there was a warp. Yeah,
yeah,
she literally just went boom.
And that was it.
Yeah,
that was
she was gone.
Yeah, I emailed her today though, so
yeah, she probably got home in like 15 minutes later.
Yeah,
because she wasn't messing around. No,
she was getting home.
But you know, but still though, the Escort at one time, I know we had it up to 90. Because I was checking the speedometer, too, and we had you up to 90.
I don't think it went up to 90. My speedometer only goes to 85.
Really?
That's,
well, I was reading 90, and I was pacing you.
Yeah?
I was pacing you, so you must have had the needle buried, man.
I don't know. I only ever saw 80 to 85.
It still performed, though. It made it home.
And I'm like, I don't believe it's going this fast. It's, you know,
well, what kind of sounds was it making, though?
It didn't make very many sounds, no.
You didn't hear any rubber bands break?
No.
None of the hamsters started squealing?
Oh, well, yeah, there was a revolt in the engine. I mean, the little mice and hamsters that I used, they were going to go on strike. Yeah.
Well, yeah, we get ourselves together, go to McDonald's and have a healthy, vitamin-filled breakfast, which I was tasting like an hour later,
because
it's just so healthy for you. it's so healthy that, you know, it wants to share itself with the rest of the world and come back up.
Fortunately, there was none of that kind of accident. But,
no, well, there was plenty of Tums.
Yeah.
That helped us all through it.
Yeah.
And, no, we get on the freeway, though. Everything's smooth sailing. Mm-hmm. The trip was great. I mean, you know, and then, well, of course, there's the traditional road trip activities.
Well, everybody in our caravan had those little, like, family
CB radios. Yeah.
So we kept in touch.
Well, yeah, you know, and I mean,
they're a necessity now, I think.
They really are. If you don't have, like, a Nextel on your cell phone, like the two ways on your cell phones, which you can use those anytime. Those are great.
Well, yeah, but even then,
you're still not on an open network.
That's,
you know,
only one, yeah, person one on person. One. Whereas with these CB things, it's the whole caravan hears everything.
Everybody can talk. It's great.
Sometimes to their detriment. Yeah.
So now, aside from stopping like every 10 miles, and how many miles was this trip? I mean, it was a haul. It didn't seem very long going there, but going home, oh geez, it sucked. I just wanted to get home at that time.
I think it was like 400 miles one way.
No, it couldn't have been. That's like a lot.
It was 190 some to get.
Okay,
to,
that's got a good solid 3-hour drive right there.
180, 190 to get there.
Yeah, traditional activities such as mooning out the window, which was, I mean, hey, I play in a band. That's what you gotta do. I know some people may not have been used to those kind of antics, but. Well, I felt stupid.
Well, then
at first.
Yeah, but then the like there was a good 20-30 minute conversation on the CB radios then about hair removal products.
Oh yeah.
After that, but
apparently I can weave a knicker basket with the hair on my behind. Sorry about that.
So yeah, unfortunately that one like brief moment.
Yeah. Well, the worst part about the whole thing.
Living in infamy for a half hour.
In my excitement, because I got the whole car rooting me on. So I have an audience to play for now, right? Because I mentioned it one time, and Pete's like, do it. Come on, get in. Come on, you can do it, man. You're the man, dude. Come on, do it. Do it. Come on. Oh, come on. Oh, you're a wimp now. Oh, you're a wimp. We go home to your mommy. Come on. You know, so I'm like, well, I got to do it. So here comes, well, in Will's truck, here comes Lisa, Jeff, and the other Lisa. Now, I met Jeff about an hour before that. And I had the same thing with that Lisa girl.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about it. I'm like, well, Lisa's sitting there, and she's driving. She's going to get the full force of this moon.
Right.
So, I mean, I just, out the window we go. And it was wonderful. Now, another piece of advice for fellow mooners out there, okay? It's still a cool morning. All right? That hurt.
It hurt?
Oh, I got it out the window.
Yeah.
I didn't, like, I had it out the window.
Yeah.
And, like, the full force of, like, an 85-mile-an-hour wind hitting your behind, like, bare behind, by the way. Wow.
Gets you chilly, huh?
It woke me up. I was having a hard time keeping my eyes open until then. I was chipper.
Yeah.
I was ready to go. But then I realized, though, after that, I'm like, that was funny. Who else was in there?
People I don't know.
Now, thankfully, they have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Because Jeff's the man, dude, by the way. Man, me and Jeff got a chance to talk for a while. And, oh, that guy, we got to hang.
Oh, yeah.
He's a trip, dude. That's so cool. Trip there was pretty good.
Until... I finally got in the lead.
Yeah.
I have no idea. They were pushing me at this point. And I got in the lead, and we were 1 mile away from where we get off the expressway.
Yeah, 1 mile from the exit.
1 mile from our exit to get off the expressway. And then it's another, like, 5 or 9 miles, something like that, to get to the actual library where we were meeting up.
Yeah, it was a bit of a haul.
Yeah.
Because we just wanted to get the hell out of the truck after what you're about to hear.
And what happens is... We're in the left lane of a two lane. It's a divided highway, so
yeah,
two lanes going north and two lanes going south. And we were in the left lane.
Yeah.
There was me, and then behind me
was Will's truck. Yeah, Will's truck.
No, was the canary yellow.
No. We were behind Will, and his truck was behind you.
Okay.
And then there was a canary, the Tweebird thing truck. And,
oh,
and then there was Kelly.
Yeah,
with
Kelly.
The beast truck behind us.
So, this lady, two cars ahead of me, in front of me was a minivan.
Yeah.
In front of the minivan was this little red, like, neon thing.
No, it wasn't a neon. It was a little,
little
egg car.
Thing.
Little egg thing by Ford.
Egg-shaped. Geo Metro,
okay. Yeah.
And it was like a round car,
it was,
right?
Yeah, very round, very egg-like.
Yeah, and so the little round yellow, the lady in the little round yellow car, or red car.
Yeah.
She decides to stop within 300
yards. Well, why did she stop, though? Why did she stop, though?
Well, she was going to turn left onto one of them accessed vehicles, authorized vehicle only turnaround things.
Yeah,
because
like, she missed her exit, though.
Yeah, she. Well,
so she had every right to do that.
It was, they put that there. I
do that all the time.
Sure, they put that there for her. It says she's the only authorized person in Michigan, I guess, to use those.
Yeah, yeah.
So she decides to slam on her brakes when she saw that little access road, you know, authorized vehicles only access road to go from the, you know, northbound to southbound parts of the expressway.
Mm-hmm.
She decides within 200 yards, the length of two football fields, to slam on her brakes in order to turn left.
Yeah. Which from what I heard, actually, from someone else that saw it, was that she already passed it up, and that's when she locked her brakes up. To get over on the side of the freeway so she could back up and turn around there.
She could not stop within the 200 yards.
Yeah.
But she had started stopping before the road, but then she did pass it up a bit.
Now stop right there, though. Now, she locked the brakes up, right?
Yeah,
well, actually,
she locked
them. No, keep going, because you were right behind
me. Then there was a minivan.
Totally right behind. Well,
there was a minivan between me and her.
Okay,
The minivan performed admirably.
Yeah.
I mean, they pumped their brakes. They, and I knew things were going on. And I, of course, at that same instant, started stopping and pumping my brakes.
You don't have anti-locks either on that.
No,
kind
and
of
I
escort.
Got a little teeny itty bitty escort, so I was able to weave in and out of traffic and get around this brouhaha or whatever was going on.
Yeah.
So I got around it.
Yeah.
But
that's why you were so far up. I'm like, how do you get up there?
I was like 500 yards up. But and that woke Will up, by the way.
I was looking at the map.
Oh, I'm sorry. He was navigating.
Yeah, it was over your face.
And it got his attention. I'm up. I'm up. What? And that got Will's attention. And so anyway, I knew that behind me were all kinds of other cars because we had this huge caravan going.
Yeah.
By the time I pulled over and stopped, the minivan between the two of us, between us and that little red car, the minivan had already taken off because they didn't get hit.
Yeah.
I didn't get hit either.
No.
I was ready just to go. You know, I'm all happy.
Yeah.
Behind us, though, there was, like, all kinds of cars. I cannot believe more damage didn't get done. But what ended up happening...
Oh, my God. Everybody in... We're lucky that... Pepsi. Okay. Aside from the people that we knew, everybody in that situation, like you said,
performed
admirably. They did the best
fantastic
job they could. The canary truck, Jeanette was driving that.
She, oh my gosh.
But you know what?
How did she avoid an accident? I don't know.
I'll tell you this, though, was from a first-person point of view there. I think what I was doing at that exact moment was like flicking Bonnie's ear or something. I was doing something stupid because that was all that was going on all day long in that truck. And that's when the car shifted forward, and that's when Bonnie screamed.
Oh, she screamed, really?
Oh,
hey, Bonnie's in the 0 point chat room.
Well, she knows what she did.
Yeah,
I'm probably going to have to hear about it later, but whatever. She screamed, and I'm like, what the hell? I mean, I was still like, what's going on? And then the brakes start, I don't know what happened, but the car, I'm like, whoa, hey. And I looked, now Jeanette kind of kicked it over a little bit, because she was going to hit Will's truck.
Mm-hmm.
If she didn't get over, so she got over just far enough that a semi.
There was a semi going by.
Yes, there was.
Oh, I didn't even know. I had by
it
this
was
time
a
I
semi.
Was switched around
because I remember the thing come by and I'm like holy bleep.
Thank you for
that's
that.
Exactly what I said.
Online editing. Yeah,
that's exactly what I did, man. And then I'm like, I'm on the CB going, everybody get off the road now. Someone's getting their ass kicked. That's what I mean. Somebody, it was somebody's fault. I didn't know what was going on yet. But I'm like, somebody, we got to find out what's going on here. I thought it might have been a squirrel. I would have hunted it down because that was crap. The squirrel should have known better.
Right.
But it wasn't a squirrel, though.
No, it was this lady.
Yeah.
This lady who that Weird Al Yankovic song was written about.
Yeah.
Because she...
Well...
Oh, my gosh. I got out of my car, and I stormed down... I knew it was her fault.
Yeah.
I was right up there.
Yeah, I didn't know this, though. I hopped out, and I saw, like your truck with everybody in there. I'm like, hey, everybody cool? Because you guys are already out, like... And I'm like, well, they look fine to me. Okay.
Everybody
in Will's truck was fine. There was another girl, young girl, who just, I don't know where she came from.
Oh, she was in the minivan, I think.
No, she was in like a Grand Prix, a silver Grand Prix.
Oh, really?
And I walked up to her window. I'm like, hey, how you doing? She's like, I'm fine. She's like, I'm getting out of here.
She was in the right lane.
Oh, she just pulled over or something?
Oh,
okay. Yeah she just took off.
Sure
and then I remember there was another old, like a bagel and a Cadillac.
Yeah.
And, you know, you hit a Cadillac, it's not going to do any damage anyways.
No.
I don't think she cared if anybody hit her. She used to, like, kind of, like, give me a dirty look and took off, too. And then I got to the red car. Now, this time, I had no idea what was going on. I just like, hey, are you okay? And she gets up. She's like, I don't know what's going on. I just missed my exit. And blabber, 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 blub, blub, blub. And I'm like, are you okay or not okay? Well, I'm fine. Good. Piss off then, all right? God, I don't want to hear stories. No time for stories. And I'm just like, and then Lisa walks up and says, that's the lady who locked her brakes up. And at that moment, I'm like, I mean, I went into shock because I could not believe there would be somebody. Well, I should. I mean, I should. I'm 28 now, and I should know better. I could not believe that there was somebody on this planet that would do something so friggin' stupid
as lock their brakes up on an expressway.
After I heard the reason she did it,
In order to turn around.
Yeah. How self-centered can you be?
Well, but evidently pretty self-centered.
We go to the back though now. Now you guys are still up front though.
We were still in the car.
I didn't even know what was going on. You guys seemed fine. I was just trying to make sure everybody was okay. That's what we were all doing basically.
Yeah.
And we go to the back and there's Kelly.
Oh man. Here comes
the
sad part.
We have to publicly announce sorry to Kelly. Not because we didn't do anything, but Kelly got hit.
Yeah.
Brand new, wicked truck she's got. Sweet truck
An
she's
awesome
got.
An awesome SUV.
SUV. That's what the word I was looking for earlier, SUV.
Yeah.
Sweet truck, got the left bumper clipped, and
it
tore it up pretty good. Now, she got clipped by another young man behind her in a van.
Who was not part of our
Not part of our group at all.
But he
became friends with us very quick because he had a two-year-old in the car.
And an infant in a seat thing. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the first thing we're like, oh, my God, are your kids all right? He was very cool. I forgot his name. We shook hands. I'm like, nice to meet you. I'm Scott L. <You know?
laughs> Scott L. Let's go through talking.
You know? What? I don't want to hear about it right now.
But, those folks ended up in everybody did fantastic, even in the fellow in that minivan did fantastic because he was able to
to
minimize
the damage was very minimal but enough to you off
because
Kelly was
Kelly's
not happy
gonna have and, a couple of days
and I gotta give Kelly credit for having such a good attitude about it because if that was me getting my car hit the Malibu would have been turning around going back home I wouldn't have been able to do anything for the rest of the day I would have been like just take me to Mako and get this thing fixed. That's what I'm going to do today. I'm not going to Felt. Now!
What?
No, shut up. Shut up, dude. You know,
all right, I got out of the desk guard.
This is from Scott L.'s perspective.
Okay.
From the Scott L. cam, okay?
Okay.
I'm standing there talking to the road people now. Is it the people that clean the roads and keep them cool? And she's like, what's going on? So we explained to them what's going on. And that's when Lisa came up again. Because I still was kind of like in shock from what I heard about previously,
the lady in the red
I still
car.
Didn't believe she did that. There has to be some other reason why everybody decided to lock their brakes up on the freeway for all of a sudden out of nowhere. Lisa comes over and tells the highway lady the exact same thing. And then all of a sudden, the sky separated first, right? And this fire came down.
Yeah. And
I saw Doug stand there with his hands in the air, like He-Man or something.
Oh, and was that when the smoke effect came out and it
boiled
up out of the ground?
Well, the flames came. I saw the flames come into your hands.
Yeah.
And, like, you just kind of floated. You didn't really walk. I mean, you just kind of floated over. And this roaring sound came from him. And I turn around, because I just saw in the corner of my eye, and there is Doug giving this lady who locked her brakes up the most ridiculous, scary trash can up. Well, you were cussing that much.
I did not cuss.
You didn't cuss? I thought I heard. I thought I heard the F word slip one time.
No, I do not cuss.
Just ate you double hockey sticks.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. No.
Yeah, I did. What I said, but it was in my voice and in my stare at her. That's where
I saw the finger in the face, too, and that's like hardcore from
Well,
Kingdom
the
Dog.
Finger originally started pointing at the car because I said, who the H-E double hockey stick owns this red car?
Yeah.
That was my question.
Yeah.
And only I said it in a roar, and I said it, you know, with a glare.
Oh, yeah.
So that's where all the supernatural power came from. The glare was pretty much it. And the power in my voice, because I was bound and determined that whoever owned that car was going to stick around for their punishment.
Oh, heck yeah, man.
So then she goes, well, I do. I was, what'd she say? I do. I missed my exit. I was going to turn around, so, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I listened. I didn't interrupt her or anything. When she finally was done, I did point at her, and I said, you're going to tell that to the police. So I said basically two things to her.
Yeah.
I asked the question, who owns this car? Who the blank owns this car? And she admitted that it was her car and told me the little story, and I did point at her and say, you're going to tell that to the police. And she says, yes, I will.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't say that. Then I just continued on and found, you know, to the accident scene and found out, you know, that everybody was okay. And
oh,
was
yeah.
Happy.
Oh, yeah. So.
Oh, and meanwhile, that road crew, there was a couple of cars with the yellow lights and things.
See, by this time, yeah.
Telling people to leave.
Well, yeah. Well, I came over there to use. I saw, I'm like, oh, God, he's going to kill her. He's just going to use her. He's going to mop her on the freeway. Saying,
I was very well behaved.
You were. You were.
I was
very
well.
You don't know. I was about a football field away from you, man. I heard you clearly, completely audible. And that, I mean, I'm like, oh my God, get Doug. We gotta cool him off because you don't get mad.
I wasn't.
And
really,
I was like, is he one of those guys that bottles it up for when it really counts?
No,
I didn't know that yet.
No,
but you were awesome.
I'm good. When I take control of a situation. In that case, I wanted her to know that she was there, she was going to stay there, and she was going to be talking to the police.
She messed up, man.
I was not going to let her go. Neither was Lisa, though. It turns out Lisa had told her previously that she was, you know, in mortal danger.
I don't think that car could have got very far, though. I think me or Pete or any of us could have just grabbed it when she was trying to drive away, and it would have just been pulling up. It would have been pulling grass.
Yeah, because
it wasn't a very big car.
Small car.
I mean, that car, if that thing would have got hit by something, there wouldn't be anything left but her and a steering wheel.
So basically, we made it very clear to her that she was to stay. Meanwhile, the folks with the road crew, they're over there going, all right, if you weren't hurt or injured or your car wasn't hit, then get out of here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I told the lady flat out, I said, I am not leaving. Well, I didn't say it quite like that. I said, I'm not leaving.
Well, I said that to her, too. I'm like, listen, that guy's an eyewitness. I go, this baby's back here. There's a lady up there who just made a huge mistake
because
she missed her exit.
Yeah, I said, I am not leaving. I have a story to tell to the police.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
that's
mm-hmm.
exactly what I told the lady.
Me, I was like,
after
okay.
That, she kind of left me alone.
We had no reason.
Probably
we really didn't have any reason.
The power in my glare had not subsided by that.
Well, she made a good point, though. She's like, look, there's just... If you didn't get hit, if you're okay, why don't you guys just get out of here so we don't cause another accident, which made a lot of sense to me. You have your every right to stay there. Obviously, Kelly and the young man with the van had every right to stay there, too. And most of all, the lady with the red car had an obligation to stay there.
Yeah, she needed to stay.
Yeah.
She had
and, you know, the best part, the funniest part was, is, like, she had no remorse.
No.
She had no remorse.
No.
She was right. She has authorized to turn there. She had every right to stay there. She didn't even consider the fact that even if she was right, she nearly killed some people behind her.
She never asked me where it was.
No, she never asked anybody.
She didn't care about any of us.
She didn't care about
Not
anybody.
One bit.
She didn't say, I said, hey, are you okay? I'm fine. Blah, 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 blah. She didn't say, hey, are you okay? I mean, I'm not expecting for any pity in the first place, but God. And when I saw the babies, I'm like, are you the devil? Are you the devil?
The really bizarre thing is, we were a mile away from a perfectly valid exit that you don't have to be an authorized vehicle to use.
It wasn't far.
It was 1 mile up. You just get off on the right. You get turn left, go over the expressway, turn left again, get back on, go back to your exit.
Idiot!
Yeah.
Idiot!
She is. She really is an idiot.
She's lucky I'm going. I'm in a transitional period right now. Because I was the calm one. For once in my life, I was like, everybody just, okay, it's okay. Everybody's okay. Everybody's fine. Nobody's hurt. I saw the babies, though. I got mad.
I was controlling.
Yeah, but I didn't know that, though. I was like, oh, he's going to kill somebody.
No?
Yeah, you did a great
job. When I got over there and I saw you
and you were like, you laid down the law, but you were controlled. You were cool. You were calm.
No, I was controlling her.
Yeah, but you had the calmness, though. You were all right.
You know, like, for example, when police take over a situation, they are very forceful. And I was very forceful. I had to put on that persona.
But I did get mine, though.
What?
Okay. I don't know if Pete heard or not, but he smiled at me. Because when we had to go back and get in the car and leave, I walked by the car.
Yeah.
And she was just standing there, you know, and I just walked by and I kind of...
With her arms folded across her chest, yeah.
She, you know, she looked at me and I looked at her and I'm just like, bitch. I had to say it. I'm like, I just looked at her and said, bitch.
Well, when
that's all. I mean, what? I can't. Hey, I got to stick it to her somehow.
Well, when we walked by later.
I couldn't
after
help
the
it.
Thing, after the police had already talked to us and stuff, and that was much later.
That 1 second I had to look at her was very, very hard. Because I just, somebody like that, I can't look at you. You make me sick. You know, you're so...
Ignorant.
I mean, if she would have said, oh, my God, I screwed up. I can't. I know sorry is not going to help right now, but you know what? I really messed up. I was thinking my head was up my behind. Let's get this worked out. I'm gonna be in trouble. I know. If she just would have admitted that she messed up, but she wouldn't even do that. She knew she was wrong.
Well, fortunately, the police were there after 2 hours. It took 2 hours to get the police there. What we ended up doing is we sent, now for everybody who knows, or who doesn't know, I'm sorry, we sent several of the cars on to the library.
We had to get out of there.
Because they were going to meet up with the WMGHS.
Yeah, yeah.
And with Soul Java.
Yeah.
So because this was a three-group event.
Yeah,
it was,
we were all
going to
do, man.
Michigan
cool.
Ghostbusters, it was Soul Java, and WMGHS was hosting this event. And,
mm-hmm.
I mean, this was going to be a phenomenal event, and it was.
It was.
But it was a bit... We sent a couple cars up ahead to go meet up with them, and the rest of us stayed there at the scene and waited for the police.
Yeah, everybody was a little shaken in the Canary Mobile. It was a little tense in there, and I'm like, come on, hey, come on, make a joke, come on. And, you know, nobody was going for it at that time, so I just shut my mouth. We got there pretty fast, and it was funny, because when we pulled up there, we're like, okay, where's the welcoming sign at? Where's the band?
What's going on here?
You know, where's the dancing girls? Come on. No, there was no way there. There was kids playing in the park. And then there was one lady standing by the door of the library. So we stood there for about a good 15 minutes. I was on the phone with Mom, because, you know, you call Mom when you're upset.
Yeah.
No, I was just like, Mom, you never believe what happened. This was ridiculous. And she's, you know, oh, my God, well. And finally, a lady walked down and said, are you guys ghost hunters? You know, and we're like, yeah.
Do we look like ghost hunters?
look at us, man. And it was Vicky from WMGHS.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, thank God, man. I was afraid I was going to walk up here and you guys were just going to think I was completely nuts. You know, and we're like, no. So we, of course, I'm like, well, we're sorry we're late. Well, you know, and I'm going to tell you why we're late. You know, so that, well, really that we said you guys were gone, you know, handling the situation.
Yeah.
And,
for hours on end.
Exactly. In the meantime, now I feel horrible because I forgot the other lady's name. The dental hygienist who gave me floss.
Our guide?
Yeah.
That was Kathy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm an idiot. I'm sorry. Yeah, it was Catherine.
Yeah.
Actually, she was very cool with that. I bought some beef jerky on the way there. Most god-awful piece of garbage I've ever had to consume in my life.
Oh, no.
But I'm such an idiot. I'm like, this is terrible. God, this is just horrible. oh my God, and I hate this. And I kept eating it, and they're like, would you quit eating it? You're just an idiot, quit eating.
Eventually you're like, hey, this is gone.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Where'd it go?
I took a bite out of it. I took a bite out of it, and I have one major gap right back here.
Yeah.
And it's notorious for getting things in it. So I'm sitting there like, yeah, so we do ghosts. Like, hang on. Oh, and finally she's like, you know, Catherine's like, I'm like, does anybody have a piece of paper, you know, a saw, anything I can get this out with? And she's like, hey.
Flyers.
She's like, I'm a dental hygienist. I have floss.
Okay.
Well,
that
all right.
Worked out well. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm like, okay, cool. So we started talking about dentist stories, and then all of a sudden, here comes the Soul Java posse, comes pulling up in their truck.
Oh, yeah.
In their van, and they hop out. And I'm like, I'm in some rant about how I hate the sound of a drill going in my teeth, so they put headphones on me, and I get traumatized by the music I hear while they're drilling in my, I don't know, we were talking about something
God.
Like that. You know, and like, there's like Bethy and
Robert
and my brain's stopping now, but they were all there chilling. Oh, there's Julie.
Yeah.
Sweet, yeah. Which, by the way, big problem.
Robert, Julie, and Bethy, right?
Yeah. And then there's another friend, too. We just woke up like an hour ago.
So yeah.
And I ate as soon as I got up. So I'm like, I'm ready for a nap right now. But, yeah, they were all just kind of standing there while I'm doing my rant about why I hate drills in my teeth. And finally they're like, hey, how you doing? Oh, hey, hi. I hate the dentist! And... No, very cool. We finally meet these guys, which, you know, we've been talking to those guys forever.
Yeah.
And Robert was like, you know, it's finally cool to put a face to the name, but to be quite honest with you, I didn't really expect to see you. You know, what'd you expect to see? You know, but that's cool. But they actually gave it to me. Did you get the picture?
Yes, I have it.
Because I was like, they made us a really cool picture.
They did?
They paint shopped our pictures on top of the Ghostbusters, our faces on top of the Ghostbusters guys.
Yeah, they put
happy
Doug, Scott, Al, and Will.
Yeah, and happy anniversary.
Yeah,
happy
one-year
anniversary.
One year anniversary.
Talk. Thank you very much. That was really cool.
I was so flattered and amazed, and I'm, oh my gosh, it's so cool. That's going up on the wall.
It's going to be like the first thing we ever...
It's going to be the one thing on the wall,
yeah. Yeah, the one thing on the wall we've gotten for doing this stuff every week. So thank you very much. That was very cool. We finally got to meet the... Well, I did.
It's better than an award.
It really is.
For example, because I was thinking about that. I thought, you know, people... And a lot of people put, like, awards and stuff on their website and stuff, and that's really cool, and I love it when it happens.
Yeah.
You know? But it's
this is a physical thing.
This was like
very tangible.
Yeah, something they handed to us and said, "Look," and it's something that I'm very proud.
Well, that's very flattering. It's
very
flattering, first of all, because you know they took time out to do that.
Oh,
and that's that's why we do this
and
thing.
And plus, it's
you know?
Really kick. It's
oh, it's
so
hilarious
cool.
too.
Yeah.
But then, I mean, when people do that, you know, we get email all the time. Hey, love the show, and we're like, wow, that's really neat. And that's very flattering. That somebody would take the time out to do that.
Right.
But these guys actually sat down and like. Starting a project here.
How awesome.
And that really blew both of us away. So thank you very much. We all thank you for that, Soul Java people. And it was a pleasure, if not an honor, to work with you guys that day. It was a complete ball. Because they're cool.
Hopefully, yeah. And, I'll tell you what. Did we miss our break?
We missed our break.
Are we going to just do it now? And then
what time is it? Because I forgot my watch today.
7:45. So we missed it by 15 minutes.
All right, so, you know, why don't we take a quick break?
We'll take our break, and then what we'll do is...
talk about ghosts, imagine that.
Yeah, because we actually really did go ghost hunting.
We actually were
going to
do, like, the last hour, we were going to have the Ghostly Talk driver's course of things you shouldn't do on the road when you're convoying. But maybe we'll just scratch that and talk about
and
ghosts,
we'll talk
imagine
about ghosts
that.
And things. Yeah.
All right, well, why don't we take a quick break then? That's
talk
cool.
about what we found and what we did. And
yeah, some
like
neat
that.
Stuff did happen, actually.
Really cool stuff.
All right, well, we'll be right back.
Question for you. What do you get when you put a woman who may or may not want a pet monkey, some heavy chains, a deck of tarot cards, a computer, and an astrological chart all in the same room?
Well, that's a really good question.
Besides a visit from PETA and a vacation in a sanitarium, you get resmerized.
You are in for some mighty big trouble.
She is Resmiranda. She glimpses us and our futures and tells all every week on Resmerized. Get Resmerized live around midnight every time a Monday turns into a Tuesday. Only Resmiranda can resmerize you, and you can only find Resmiranda on Zero Point Radio.
This is Resmiranda, and you have been resmerized.
Thank you.
you know, there was something I forgot.
Yeah, you forgot to mention that.
My behind.
Well, that's what they're talking about in the 0 point chat room right now.
Well, that's the what's new, yeah. You know what I mean? God.
The mooning incident, all that excitement, all that stuff we just talked about.
Yeah, well, there were two victims.
The mooning incident.
There was two victims. There was Lisa and Will's truck that was driving, Lisa, Jeff, and Lisa.
Yeah.
But there was also none other than Doug that was the second victim, Doug and Will.
Yes, Will and I got mooned as well.
In my life, I've been mooning for a number of years. I'm an experienced mooner, okay? I've been doing it for a year, and my technique is down.
Yeah?
I have never had anybody react the way you reacted.
I'm good.
You know, I've had middle fingers thrown at me. I've actually had physical objects thrown at me. I've had girls scream. I've had guys scream. Uh-oh. I've had a lot of things happen, but when I moon Doug and Will. I mean, Doug, it was true art, I have to say. Because I moon, and I'm looking back like, man, he's going to hate this, man. This is going to be great. And it was a little warmer by then, too, so mercifully my behind wasn't frozen.
By the time
I caught up. I had a little more air time with it that time. The first time, I poked it out there. I'm like, oh, my God. This time I had a little more air time. I could hang out there a little bit and really just, you know, so the rest of the spectators could get a good shot at it, too. And Doug, driving along, picture Doug in a little white Escort with his huge, I mean, his cup's bigger than the car. His gigantic Diet Pepsi trough thing.
Yes, that is my Diet Pepsi infusion machine. Yes.
He's actually working on an intravenous setup. Yeah, he can just, like, hook up to the battery so it pushes it in.
That would be awesome.
He looks over as I'm like, come on, dude, it's great, come on. And looks at me and raises his glass. Like, I just won an award or something. Like, I just got married or something. Cheers, Scott.
Cheers.
Nice ass. You know what I mean? God. I mean, that was, you know what? That was like the war call for the rest of the day. Because every time I drove by somebody and did something stupid, they'd raise their glass to me. Because we stopped at a rest stop a couple minutes later, and I'm like, he raised his glass to me.
And I mean, that's an honor, I think, because I don't raise my glass often.
Thank you, Jeff.
Unless it's up to my mouth to drink it. You know, I mean,
but on the way back, Jeff did the same thing. He came by, and I was making hand gestures at him or something. He's like, raise his glass. That was probably one of the funniest things that happened all day long. But, yeah, I forgot completely about that because it was just like, one of the highlights of the day. So cool, so calm, so with it, and so together.
Yeah.
Nice job, Scott.
So honorable, yes. That was a it was a true...
Brilliant.
How can you top it? It was wonderful.
It
was an honor to be mooned. and I had to repay that.
Hey, one friend to another, you're welcome. For whatever I did, that you wanted to raise your glass.
Cheers. But,
all right. Well, next thing. Let's shift.
Yes,
enough mooning and killing people and yelling at people.
What happens is, we are Ghostly Talk. I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
And we're live on Sunday nights from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m.
We do have a live phone line.
Yes, and it's 1-888-520-1969.
So if you need any driving instructions, feel free to call in.
And we'll help you
out.
We're
going to help you out.
We'll tell you the meaning of authorized vehicles only,
if
you care to ask.
Yeah.
And also, we're played on Zero Point Radio, so if you go to zeropointradio.com, you can read all about us and the other shows that are on Zero Point Radio. We're replayed on Moist FM. If you go to live365.com and click type in Moist FM, we're replayed on them on like Fridays and Saturdays, or maybe it's Thursdays.
I know I've been saying it every week, but Torn is still working on it. They're working on it.
The Online Radio Network.
Give them some time.
But the only place that we are live
is on Zero Point Radio.
Zero Point Radio.
Mr. Will, what's going on? Mr. Will feels compelled to say something. What's up?
Pete says he fears your butt.
Instilling fear into other ghost hunters.
Well, why don't they send me over to Iraq and I'll take care of that whole country.
Hey,
man.
Just move.
I'll just like sit on. I'll have like a glass bottom plane.
Yeah. Oh, what a good idea.
I'll just sit there. And they'll watch the Iraqis. Just flames.
And they will be in fear. Yes, and running.
Actually, I don't want to join the army, so forget that.
Yeah.
You didn't hear that because they have proof now. It's documented.
Yeah.
The computer's capturing every stupid thing I say every week. So.
But what happens is you can join us in chat.
Yeah.
We're in the chat rooms. If you go to zeropointradio.com, click on interact, go down to chat, make up a name, and get in the room. There's all kinds of cool people here. I have to say, there's Sith Lord is from MGB, Pyro, Lisa from MGB, Franco's online, Dan Smythe, Butterfly. Is that, that's,
Butterfly from Soul Java.
From Soul Java.
Oh, hey, what's
awesome.
Up?
Bonnie, of course, from MGB, Angel's in there, RF Burns, and Rez are all in the room. And then, of course, Will and myself.
Yeah.
So we're all in the room, and we're chatting up a storm, and they're chatting live while we're broadcasting.
I'm just
live.
Sitting in the corner here. Those guys do all the typing now. It's great. I just sit back
well,
here.
I don't do much typing. I do mostly broadcasting, but then I turn around, I type in the breaks.
So I'm always like, hey, what'd they say? What? What?
Anything cool?
Anything good?
They're still talking about you.
Oh, okay, cool.
Oh, all right, yeah. Well, so,
okay, well, we finally get out there, though. We meet up with everybody.
We met up with everybody at the library. And we actually a couple of folks went into the library to get they got an information packet
mm-hmm.
together
mm-hmm.
And to plan our attack. Speaking of we were, the song we just played, by the way,
Is that Seago Undead by Static X? That's Wayne from Static X. That's it. Well, people out there that are familiar with that band Static X, I didn't even know that.
Wayne Static.
Yeah, Otsego, Michigan. Wayne Static was from Otsego, Michigan,
and
so
in order
very fitting.
To,
nice pick, Will.
And where we were last night, yesterday and last night, was we had to drive through Otsego several
yeah, right
times
through
to
Otsego,
get where we
yeah.
were going. So we were in that area. That's
mm-hmm.
where the area of the bust was.
Exactly.
Yes.
Now we met up with everybody. We get
met
on the road.
We met up with Kathy.
Now this is where the convoying thing didn't work out too well.
Well, suddenly, now we were up to our five.
I think like 50 cars, I think it was. It was a funeral procession, basically.
Then we were up to eight cars because we were up to our five.
Yeah.
Four.
Oh, we had, no. Cause,
yeah, we had four.
Oh, when did Janie
met up with herself.
Oh, Janie met up with herself.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So then we had four, and then the Soul Java had their one car. That's five, and then the two WMGHS. Kathy had her minivan, and
Vicky had her car.
Vicky had her car. So now we had suddenly seven cars.
Yeah. So when we get out there, now we're not on the freeway anymore, so it's a little more complicated. And so we decided, you know, we have to go through the side streets of, okay, what's the name of this? Allegan,
yeah.
Michigan.
Allegan.
And it didn't work out too much. We, like, drove a block and we stopped at a gas station. I'm like, whoa, I got to stretch my legs, man. Woo-hoo, I'm tired. So we get out again. I'm like, well, what are we stopping for? I want to go. And we got our stuff together again. And we ended up getting to the first area. We ended up getting to our first area.
I can't stop laughing. Actually,
this is all we did yesterday was laugh.
When we started out, I had given a radio to Vicky.
Uh-huh.
And the only car then without a radio, because ghost hunters who've been out and about.
Who thought of this one?
The only car that didn't have the radio.
Was the lady who was supposed to be leading us.
Was Kathy, yeah. And she was leading us because she's familiar with the area.
So she's just driving along.
She's driving along, la la la. And we're like, hog, hog, flashing lights. Pull over. Did somebody miss the stop sign or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my gosh. So that's why we stopped at the gas station.
Yeah.
So that we could give Kathy a radio.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That was so bad. Because there was stoplights, stop signs, traffic, when you turn left.
You were right in the middle of the
not,
city.
Yeah.
Well, as much city as you could get out there.
Yeah, and
Don't get it the wrong way.
Yeah.
Too much
actually,
city.
It's beautiful country.
Oh, wonderful
it's
place.
It's all, like, state and federal lands and stuff like that, I guess, because it's just, like, absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, it was really pretty out there. That was one thing we got, actually, you know, if there was no ghost, we were still going to be able to see get some air, some clean air.
You'll never
there
guess
he is!
You'll never guess what I hear.
There he is, man!
It's official.
It's official. Summer's here.
Spring / summer has shown up.
Go get him.
Go
get him, Will. Get him down here. I want to interview this guy right now.
We got to set something up because he's on.
I got money. Like, anybody want ice cream?
Who wants an ice cream?
Somebody flag him down. I'll pay if you go get
it,
Will.
That's a different song.
No, it's the same song.
Oh, that's Home
on the Range.
Yep.
Where's he? Is he coming by?
I don't know. I think he's
somebody threw a rock out the window or something,
over.
Man.
He might be on the next block over.
He's got to be coming. Anyways.
That's it. It's ghost hunting season.
It's ghost hunting season.
Yeah.
It's here. He'll probably be coming by any time. Somebody flag him down, man. Here he is.
He's on our road.
Shh. You can hear him.
Let's grab a mic.
There he is. Hey, man.
Oh, he's going about 100.
Hey.
Look at him, like, flying out.
He's flying. He's, like, doing 25.
Oh, my hey. God.
Dude, one of these days.
We got to get him. Yeah.
One of these days we're stopping him, and he's going to come to this window right here and talk to the window.
We're going to talk to him. Yeah.
Summer's here. Now I'm excited.
If I could get, like, a wireless mic, we should run out.
Oh,
and
just put him against the window through the street.
Oh,
hey,
yeah, that'll work.
Make him crawl through the bushes. Yeah, hey, we want to interview you for the show.
Yeah.
Because I don't think this guy realizes the effect, the impact.
He is, like, broadcasted internationally.
Yeah, he don't even know
it. On Zero Point Radio live, and then on other stations as well, you know, in archives.
Yeah, he don't even know it, man.
He has no clue.
He could, like, really get a problem with that, though. He might want royalties.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
He might get an agent. And his agent might be coming here going, hey, if you want him to drive by this house anymore, you're going to have to pay.
Yeah, I know.
So
that,
we might have to think about that.
Yeah, we might not. We might just have to be a silent partner. But anyway, or not a silent partner, but a noisy partner who doesn't know he's on the radio. So what happens is, we go to our first stop then, finally, was going to be this, what we thought was a Japanese concentration camp.
Yeah.
Now, is this not exciting? Now, we had done tons of research.
Uh-huh.
Well, actually, Lisa had
done tons of research.
Lisa and Jeff, both, had done tons of research, and Lisa was the primary research agent for this. She had heard that there was this Japanese concentration camp out there. Now, if for those of you unfamiliar with World War II, the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, and then the United States government gathered up all the a lot of Japanese in the United States and put them in these camps for their own protection.
Uh-huh.
What actually happened?
What are we missing here?
What are we missing?
Linda Cote. She's the one who gave us all information.
Oh, yeah, and Linda Cote. Linda Cote over at the Allegan Library.
Okay.
So she helped a lot, and... she was Lisa's contact.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, what happens is they rounded these people up for their own protection. At least that's what they say. If you want to hear more about that, you can listen to conspiracy people. But
or History Talk.
History Talk with
gotta be one out there
somebody
somewhere.
Else and somebody else. But anyway, so we're like really geeked.
Yeah.
We could go to the remains of a Japanese concentration camp. Turns out, what we went to, we don't think is the actual Japanese concentration camp that they'd heard about.
Mm-hmm.
We think it's a German concentration camp, or a German camp, anyway, where they had gathered up Germans. I don't know. I didn't review the history, but they do say in those pages that we had Xeroxed or copied was that it was a German camp. Right. So anyway, we go there. Talk about fascinating. And
yes.
There was something interesting that happened there. We took like 8,000,004 photos. I don't think we took very much EVP kind of work.
No.
Because this was in the middle of the day and stuff.
Yes.
And it wasn't very spooky. But it was kind of creepy because it was like in the middle of the woods. But I heard, and I don't remember whose watch it was, but one of the Soul Java folks. Oh, I hope I'm not like giving away a secret. Maybe they were writing this up and gonna put it
present
in their newsletter and break it to the world. Yeah, but one of their watches at 3:10 p.m. stopped, and that was when they were standing around the ruins of this camp.
Well, which one? Because there was a couple different. I mean, what we saw out there were from what I could deduct.
The
or
one
conclude,
that you guys, the one that you guys
that was
crawled
that
into.
Was it had to have been somebody's basement at one time. I mean. Because, well, there was obviously appliances down there, but there was some slabs also. I know me and Robert, we spent a lot of time together there, and we were walking around, and there was that one, like, it had to have been about maybe 40, 50 feet long, a big cement slab.
Yeah.
And it had to have been a slab of somebody's house that I saw, me and Robert looked at it, but that's a plumbing pipe.
Right.
That's a plumbing pipe. So this must have been where the sink was.
Did you
something.
See the well for the little community? Yeah, the well was out there too.
The well, that was actually Robert scraped off all the stuff around there. That was actually made in 1936.
Are you talking about the same thing?
But I was just kind of standing there inside, and there was the basement, and then there was another plot behind that. It was a squared off slab type of thing, and I was just kind of like. You know, ponder. Is it, the lake was right out there.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like pondering on Scott L. like 20 years down the road going, yes, I could live here. This would be wonderful to wake up and look out the window and see a lake. This would be really cool. You know, I'm talking to Robert, and he's like, okay, you're nuts anyways. So a lot, there was, of course, you know, a typical thing. Typical,
Julie's
watch?
Yeah.
Okay. Typical thing, you're walking around, you find bottles, you find, but they're old bottles, though.
Mm-hmm.
Found some hams. Robert knows about hams. Me and we saw the can and we're like, hams, man, I haven't seen that in years, you know? And we, but here's, this is it right here. This is what got me. And here is, you're going to think I'm completely insane when you're done with this. Well, when I'm done with this, okay? We went way towards the back of the woods.
Okay. Yeah, I remember when you guys hiked out there.
We went out
like,
towards the back of the woods. We come across a bunch of ant hills. Not the ant hills that you find on the sidewalk that you kick over with or hit with a hose to get rid of it. Which, you know, that's how much of a humanitarian, like geek humanitarian I'm turning into now. My dad does that every once in a while. I'll stop by there and he'll be like, you know, mowing the yard and being manly and doing the trimming the hedges and stuff. And he'll be like, oh damn, ant hills. But I'm like, hey man.
That's their hose.
They spent, you know how long it took them to build that? It took a long time to build that. You just blew it away in one shot with the hose. I don't like it. They look bad. Well, okay, I'm not going to argue, Dad. You're old and I'm young, whatever. But these were like ant hills. These were like steroid ants. These were like the evil Satan ants with muscles and stuff you can see.
Well, they had said, Kelly had come back from there.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, yeah, there's these ants. And she met Ant Hills, and she held her arms out
about a foot and a half. And they went up about maybe a foot and a half.
And I'm like, but she had said just ants in her first sentence. There's these ants. And she met and I'm like, what, did they have collars? Like, they were like, so big. But
they were walking, they had their own pit bulls and stuff they walked around with.
Ant hills were huge. But
they had cigarettes hanging out of their mouths. They were wearing their hats, their baseball caps
their
backwards.
Scooters. And,
yeah,
and
little ant Cadillac cruising around. I mean, they had little ant SUVs back there cruising around.
Pretty tough.
It was an ant military, I guess.
Yeah.
These were big ants. No, we're talking about the hills, though.
The hills were
now,
that big, yeah.
Me and Robert were back there, and me just being a complete psychotic, obsessed moron that I am when I get obsessed with something, I look at the ant hills, and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to take some pictures of these things. These look pretty cool. So I'm sitting there popping them, and you know what shape they really were in?
What?
Well, you had to look at them for a second, but you look at them?
Oh, no.
I know. I know.
Already, we're going to go with this. Okay.
This is
go
some
ahead.
Monster conspiracy stuff. Right?
Yeah.
Not really. Well, anyway, it sure is. But I was sitting there looking, like, oh, wonder where the queen's at. Wonder where the queen's at.
Yeah.
Usually, inside an anthill, from studies I've read, I just, you know, high-level studying, they usually keep them, they're usually buried below the ground.
Right.
In the center, usually, of the hill
they're
itself.
They're very well protected, yeah.
These hills were shaped like pyramids, rough pyramids, you know, because they're ants. They don't have, you know, rulers
and tools
and stuff. But these things were shaped like pyramids, and they were all over the place. They weren't just like one or two. There was a bunch of them.
You know, that's really interesting.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, it's something to think about. Like, whoa. I mean, that's some serious pot talk right there, I guess. But
yeah,
I mean,
because
I looked at Robert and I'm like, you know, these things are shaped like pyramids. I wonder if there might be some type of correlation here.
It'd be interesting. I mean, how many pyramid shapes occur naturally?
Well, I mean, I don't know if the Egyptians knew about this. But we know statistically an ant can lift, like, I forgot what they said, like 7 times its own size and weight.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. And that's where that whole sci-fi movie Attack of the Ants came from.
Exactly,
because what if somebody genetically altered an ant to be human sized,
right?
It would be super powered. There would be nothing that could stop it.
Right.
Now take the Egyptians. They're carrying these ridiculous sized rocks, theoretically speaking. They're carrying these ridiculous sized rocks to build a pyramid. No man could lift one of these rocks himself, much less drag it up a hill.
Right.
400 feet on a sled. Theoretically speaking, I wonder if there is some type of correlation there. I have been too busy today to really even sit down and think about it, but it's something I'm going to explore, and something that I wanted to share for everybody else to explore, too.
Sure.
I could have kept this to myself. said.
I know. I'm,
but I want. No.
I'm going to publish a paper.
No, no. I want. I think it's important. I think everybody should think about that, because if you saw these anthills, which I know you guys did, I don't know if you see. I'm obsessed. You know, everything I see pyramid. Yes, I did. I have pictures. I took a ton of pictures.
Nicole's listening. Oh, Nicole.
From
we
WMGHS.
Love you. We love you.
Thanks a lot. It was really cool to meet you. Finally.
Hey, this whole show is dedicated basically to you because
yeah.
it's like.
Well, it's dedicated to the follies of getting to you.
Yeah. she made it possible. Her and Lisa and Jeff made it all possible. And
yeah.
like, oh, it was awesome.
Yeah, it was a great time.
Anthills.
Anthills, yeah. I mean, we that's all, folks. we took off from there. We spent about half an hour there.
Well, yeah, we spent some time there.
I think we sightseed more. We were just like, hey, it's nice out here, you know?
And yeah, it was really nice. And that's when nice. I got to talk with Kathy a lot. And I asked her, you know, like the things that she remembered and stuff like that when she was a kid and her parents and stuff like that. And so we got into some history. We talked a bit about history of the area. We talked about the stories she remembered and things like that. So we had fantastic conversation.
Mm.
And we tried to piece together the different stories that we had heard about a place called The Junction. And we tried to piece it all together based on the information that we had received that day at the library and the stories that I had heard and the stories that Lisa of MGB had told me and the stories that she had heard. And we tried to piece all this stuff together.
Mm.
Still at a dead end, folks. But we're working on it. Anyway, then so we did a lot of interesting talks and then we took off and went to – was that when we went to the graves in the middle of the woods, you guys? Oh, right here.
I'm sorry. Oh, you got ice?
Oh, no ice.
Oh, man.
No. I popped, though. Oh, he's got my
Well, I was going to ask Will.
Yeah. Hey, Will. Well, we have, I think then we went out to, Will, was that after that we went to the graves in the middle of the woods?
Yeah.
After
That's
went
where
to
we
three
went.
Places. That was the second
We
place.
Went to the graves.
We went to the graves in the middle of the woods. Now, folks, picture this.
Yeah.
All right. You're driving in the middle of the Allegan Forest, okay? And these roads have, you know, it's forest. And these are forest roads with, you know,
dirt and gravel
and
all
oh
that
my
fun
gosh,
stuff.
Dirt everywhere.
That was bad, too. It was dry because, I mean, we just came from one accident scene, right? And I'm driving now. I like, walked up to the Canary truck, and I noticed that Bonnie was sitting in the front seat. And Pete and Jeanette were sitting in the back seat. But nobody was sitting in the driver's seat. And, you know, in my highly scientific mind, I deduced that I think they want me to drive. So I'm driving now. Yes, you are, Scott. Well, give me the keys then. Yeah, we're driving down these roads.
It's dusty.
I couldn't even see in front of you. Because I was riding behind you. And I'm like, you know what? No, you were riding behind me.
My little car, it kicks up dust, but, you know, not like some of these SUVs.
Well, you were riding behind me, I think, and I'm like, you were riding behind me, and I forgot who was riding in front of me, but I was watching their brake lights like a hawk, because I'm like, you know what, I'm not going to be locking my brakes up on Doug today.
I was doing the same thing. I was staying far enough behind, and I was watching for brake lights through the dust.
Yeah, it was very hard to see. There were some times where you couldn't see.
I have to say, though, I'm actually sort of glad it was dusty rather than muddy.
Muddy, oh, of course.
Because muddy would have been worse.
Yeah. I agree.
But we drove out to this, we somehow got to this corner, and you pull in to, it's not really, nothing's a parking lot out there. Everything's like a field.
Well, you make it a parking lot.
Yeah,
right?
And you sort of pull into this field and walk into the woods on this path.
Yeah, thanks. Scott O wearing shorts again.
Uh-huh, good idea.
Look at my legs, man. They're all scratched up.
Oh, man.
So I was bare-legging it through the woods. And these were real woods. These weren't the woods where you find a trail.
Yeah,
these are woods you walk through the woods with a machete to get through there.
Yeah, these are woods.
Fortunately, I don't have a machete.
Well, there was actually a kind of a road, but this thing was overgrown. I mean, it was no
totally
longer... you couldn't even call it a road now.
Yeah.
It's an overgrown road. I mean, it's got trees in the middle of it. You can't drive on it now.
Mm-hmm.
But at one point, you could tell it was kind of a road. And many, many years ago. And so we're walking along this, what used to probably be a road. And sure enough... there's these two headstones that are
fairly new looking.
They're new looking.
They're newer looking.
Well, I think
say.
What they did is they ended up replacing them over time. But what happens is these are really nice marble headstones with one says mom.
One says dad.
And one says dad.
Yeah. Somebody pooped on moms, though. Well, not somebody, like a bird.
Oh, a bird. Okay.
That's what I was saying, because Kelly had the dowsing rods, and me being a jerk, she's like, their energy's right there. I'm like, what, over my mom's tombstone? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, well, she's probably angry because somebody pooped on her. And I didn't get very much of a laugh. I'm like, I thought I'd get a bop a lot. That'd be great. And they're like,
no,
happened.
Evil.
So I started taking pictures.
Yeah, good idea. Cause,
or Will did, and I made fun of Will.
I ended up, I took some pictures of it, and I'm poking around through the woods now because we're looking for, there's another one, mm-hmm. evidently, that we didn't find that says baby.
Yeah.
And we didn't find that one, though, but it's evidently further away.
Uh-huh.
And we had, but we were looking for it, and I know Robert wanted to find it, but we're looking for this, and I run across this bone.
Yeah, bone.
Did you see the bone?
Oh, I saw the bone.
It was a bone. And it was only about maybe, 3 inches or 3.5 inches
It was about
long,
4 inches long. I'd give it about 4 inches.
And it was a bone. It was a real bone. And it was not a hollow bone.
So no.
Not a bird kind of thing. Because everyone's like, oh, it looks like a chicken bone. Well, yeah, if it was hollow, it wasn't hollow. It was, and I'm like, kind of scary. I mean, it was probably an animal bone. And I'm not going to run any DNA tests on it or anything.
We actually just put it back where we found it.
We put it back where we found it and took pictures of where it was. And, then, when was it Robert and Lisa start hollering?
I heard voices.
And I think it was Robert and Lisa, I don't remember, but it was, they're like saying, there's a skull in the tree.
Yeah.
So, of course, there was this mass stampede of about 32 of us, even though there was only about 12 of us there. And we all, like, stampeded over to this tree. Now, this tree was remarkably inaccessible. I mean, people weren't supposed to be over by this tree because it was in brambles, it was in thickets, it was horrible. And thank heavens it was spring now, because had it been, if there was more foliage, it would have been impossible to get there. But what happens is we go over to this tree, and sure enough, there is this, some people said it was a skull of a fox, and other people said, no, that's more like a Wolverine or something. I don't know. They were coming up with animals. It was not a human skull, nonetheless. But boy, did we get some interesting photos. Now,
it was
in a tree. It was up in a tree.
It
about
was up in a tree.
10 feet up.
Somebody
or
had
or
to
9
put
feet
that
up.
There. Somebody had to put that there.
Oh, yeah, because, like, the way it was,
We did deduct an interesting conclusion, though.
What?
Well, here's Scott L's theory of how that thing got in the tree.
Okay.
Let's say it's a coyote. Catherine did say there's coyotes out there.
I said Wolverine.
Okay,
I'm a coyote.
Wolverine.
I'm Michigan Wolverine.
Yeah.
Isn't that like a sports team around
here?
Well,
yeah.
So that's
you them, my man.
Oh, okay. Well, that's where I pulled a Wolverine out of my head.
Well, yeah, I asked her. She's like, yeah, there are coyotes out here. You know, that's what they sound like.
Oh, that would be scary.
Well, yeah. But
especially if it was right next to you.
Well, what I thought was a coyote. There was a coyote just, chilling through the woods. And it's so pretty out there.
It likes the woods.
It likes the woods. Yeah. So, I figured, as I look at the branches were pretty easy to grab and access to climb this tree with.
Yeah.
I figured, okay, the coyote said, hey, you know what? I'm going to do some sightseeing today. So he jumps up and climbs up the tree. Looks around for a little while, slips and falls, and gets his head caught on one of the branches, and dies. Don't look at me like that.
Well,
I was kidding. Shut up. I'm kidding. Don't look at me like that.
Well, I was going to say, it could
That's
be.
What I said, and everybody laughed.
But I have a feeling it was more.
I think somebody was just
somebody
trying
put
to
it up there.
Ain't it scare these ghost hunter people out here looking for a tombstone.
So I think, when you run across a skull in a tree like that.
Yeah, it was kind of creepy, I'll give you that.
It was really creepy.
If it was at nighttime,
that'd
have been pretty...
Can you imagine, turning your flashlight around and...
Well, Catherine said that woods are notorious for adolescent satanic rituals.
Yeah.
That's what I like to call them. Adolescent satanic rituals, because...
You mean parties?
Yeah. No, actual, like, you know, let's worship...
Satanic rituals?
Hey, let's worship Satan. Let's kill...
Oh, that kind of stuff?
Let's kill a mouse and sacrifice him to Satan. That's not a very big meal for Satan, first of all, okay?
I know.
You better do something.
If you're Satan, you want a little bit more of this.
If you're going to do something,
yeah,
you know, go all the way with it. I don't mean that. You forget I said that.
But yeah, it definitely was freaky. That was really interesting.
Yeah, we left it there, though. We didn't take anything.
No, we didn't even take that down.
No.
We just took massive amounts of photos
of
it. Yeah.
Then we had to trek back out of there, which was that was fun.
Yeah, then we went
that's pretty much, that was...
Well, that's because Will was leading.
Actual audio of me going through the woods.
Will led us out from the skull in the tree back to the, what used to be probably a road a long, long time ago.
Well, I find it's funny to try to carry a conversation when you're in the woods like that, because I know me and Jeff were walking together by now, and, we were talking about Black Sabbath, which, you know, we could have stood there the rest of the day and just done that.
You pretty much started to do that.
Yeah,
you guys talked about that for a good 45 minutes.
Yeah, and, but, you know, trying to carry a conversation, volume 4 is the great... Ow! God! No, my... Yes. You know, trying to talk like that, it's very difficult to carry a conversation going through the woods in that manner.
But when... I noticed that when you follow Will out of pretty much anything that has to do with, like, weeds and thickets and stuff, you've got to hold your hands up above your head and stuff. Otherwise,
you get taken out.
Yeah, because he likes to take the thick way through, you know, and you have to, like, go through the hard parts with...
Well, yeah, and the higher, you know, the lower ones where me and you wouldn't hit.
Right.
Like, we won't hit those, you know. We'll just go under them. But Will's a little taller than we are, so he, like, hits those things, and when he comes, he gets done with them, he lets it go, wham, right in his face you
and
get
then it.
Yeah, right in the face you get
it.
And I got
a
couple of those.
Fun. But we had, we managed to make it back to the thing that whatever might have been a road at some point and is now really overgrown, but it's a lot less bramble-filled than the woods part. So we went out and we left. Mm-hmm. We left for, what was that? We went to the...
It's supposed to be an old hotel.
Yeah, they think it was an old hotel.
And this is where the militia was at, supposedly.
Supposedly,
I was very... I'm like, militia? What? They have guns. They shoot guns. They love guns. They gun. They're about the gun. Oh, yeah, no, we'll be fine. Well, if the militia comes out, let's get out of here. Well, no, I figured I'd stay for a while and chat with them. No, I'm just kidding.
But no, they're not anybody to fool with.
We went out there, we pulled up into like a big, like, open area.
Right.
Parked like the 1,000 cars we had. We weren't too obvious, are we? And we ended up, Catherine said it was an old hotel. And we ended up walking over to another big cement slab. And I'm like, geez, boy, this is a big old place to live at. No, this used to be the tennis court. Oh, really?
Yeah, it looks like it used to be a tennis court or basketball court.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely
kind of court, yeah. So you guys were exploring that. I went out and explored a little bit the other way. That's where we took the group photo.
Yeah, that was really cool.
That was fun.
And there was a big creek in the back. Like, if you went, there was the tennis court we were standing on, and if you, like, walk back through the brush behind that and, like, to your right, there is a big creek just dug right through. It snakes right through the woods. But there's no... Oh, my God, I'm sorry. I left it down here again.
I think you're getting a voicemail.
Stupid Nextel. Sorry. Okay, if you hear that,
if
people,
they hear the
ticking,
yeah, hey, I hear it.
My phone be blowing up, yo, okay? So, sorry. But, yeah, a lot of people, like, well, this is, like, me and Jeff, and I forgot who else was standing there. But, okay, well, they referred to us with the term, I think they call it scaredy cat, I guess, because they went down, a bunch of them went down the creek. And I'm like, yeah, that looks pretty cool. And I'm thinking, but the same thing I'm thinking, militia. Militias like creeks. Because they have guns, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, I think I'm just going to stay here and, you know, smoke cigarettes and ponder the woods. And
stay away from the militias. Well,
phone is going, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, I ended up exploring off the other way.
Yeah.
Where Kathy seemed to remember where the buildings were. And I explored over there. I found some stuff, but it wasn't...
Yeah.
I mean, if there was anything there, there's very little
evidence.
They
did a very
good
job cleaning it up.
Yeah, there's very little evidence of it now.
Well, I don't know if we heard... I don't know what we heard was anything, you know, valid or not, but me and Jeff... God, I'm trying to think who else was standing there. I totally forgot now. But I know it was me and Jeff, and we were talking about Black Sabbath again. And there was a creek stand there, and then on the other side, there's, like, you know, obviously the other side's more woods that you can't get through. And we heard some snapping in the woods.
Oh, that's right.
And that's when I'm like, okay, militia.
Militia.
More
people.
Guns. Okay. Grab a CB, you know, get your butts back here right now. What's wrong, man? Get back here right now. Okay. So they come back, and they're like, well, what's going on? I'm like, well, me and Jeff heard some stuff back there. Now, it might have been you guys walked, if it snaked around or something, it might have been you guys. But we asked, we did say hello, and nobody responded.
No answer. Yeah.
So everybody came back, fortunately. You know, we've talked about it 1,000 times. If you're not comfortable, get out.
Yeah.
You want and deal with the ripping and the ribbing later, okay? Because you know I'd rather take a couple hits to my my personality or my ego or whatever you want to call it than a couple hits from a gun.
Right.
You know, in that situation.
Throughout this entire thing, I found gun casings or shell casings or whatever they're called all over.
Well, there's a lot of hunting around there too, which made me even more excited to go out there. Hey, there's a lot of hunting out here. Oh, great. Well, let me get on all fours and get a fake set of antlers and just wait for somebody to blow me away. But, I mean, everything was cool. We're here. We're doing the show. We're fine. We're safe. The worst that happened to us was a little bit of scraping on my legs and some road fatigue. And that's about it, I think. But
then
we had to break off from Catherine after that. And
yeah,
this time we were
starving. We were going to meet up with Catherine at Fell.
At Fell, yeah.
Yeah.
But this time we were starving.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
So we terrorized the poor kid, you know, Saturday afternoon, you know, Saturday evening by that time. You know, kid's probably just like, okay, I'm out of here an hour and a half and go out and party with my girlfriend. And all of a sudden, here comes the Michigan Ghostbusters, Soul Java, and West Michigan Ghostbusters, Ghost Hunter Society.
Right.
And we're hungry. And we want food now, damn it.
Yeah,
so there's 14 people lined up in front of this poor kid, and I felt so bad for that kid.
Tipped him. I gave him $2 extra.
You know, the other thing that was funny is I'm like, I gotta go to the bathroom. And Robert from Soul Jam's like, I gotta go to the bathroom. And Jeff from MGB's like, I gotta go to the bathroom too. I'm like, well, we go running around the side. The kid's like, here's them side there. So we run around the side, and I'm like, you know, most gas station bathrooms, they're not anything too exquisite. Most of the time, they're pretty skanky.
Right.
And 9 times out of 10, they usually have one toilet if you're lucky, and one urinal if you're lucky. And if you're lucky, you have a sink to wash your hands in, right? So I'm like, well, guys, we didn't even look in the door. I'm like, guys, now, who's going to go first? Well, I don't know. Okay, paper, rock, scissors, quick. 2 out of 3, thank you. I win.
You won?
I win. So I'm like, yeah.
Woo!
You guys sit out here and cross your legs. I'm going to go in there and take care of business. Yo. So so I run in there, open the door up, 2 freshly cleaned stalls.
Oh.
And 1 toilet.
Wow.
So I felt pretty stupid.
So you're like,
I'm like,
hey
guys, come on in. It's warm in here. Let's go. Now we're like, hey, all right. Yeah, and I'm like, that was really stupid of us to play that game, wasn't there? Which, by the way, there is an actual league for that game.
Really?
I kid you not. These are some
paper, rock,
I thought. I thought that my life was kind of boring.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well,
there's a website for it. I should find it.
Is there a technique? I mean, well, it doesn't
what?
Matter.
There's 3 things.
Yeah, I know.
The only thing I know easier than that is tic-tac-toe. But there's a league for it, though, regardless. I mean, we don't want to fly it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I know. We talked about
it.
And I told the guys that. They're like, my God.
Why?
Why? Exactly. Yeah. What? Okay, so back to terrorizing the subway kid.
Yeah, then we went to the subway that's built into this gas station and terrorize that poor
kid. I think I tipped him.
I tipped him too, Bob.
I'm like, dude, man, sorry.
But yeah, it's getting cold out.
I know, we were running late already, but I'm like, I gotta eat, man. I gotta eat.
Yeah, we were a half hour late to get to Fell. But
we pulled up there and managed to start meeting all the people that we've been talking to. Well, I've been talking to for so long.
Yeah.
And oh, my brain stopped. Help, Doug.
we'll
tell you what. What time we got, Mr. Will?
Ah,
why don't we take a quick break?
Perfect.
My voice is just, it's cranking, man. My throat's killing me.
And then the last half hour we can
dedicate
to talk about the felt.
Exactly. Let's talk about felt. And, yeah, just hang tight. You're listening to Ghostly Talk. We'll be right back.
have a question for you. What do you get when you put a woman who may or may not want a pet monkey, some heavy chains, a deck of tarot cards, a computer, and an astrological chart all in the same room?
Well, that's a really good question.
Besides a visit from PETA and a vacation in the sanitarium, you get resmerized.
You are in for some mighty big trouble.
She is Resmiranda. She glimpses us and our futures and tells all every week on Resmerized. Get Resmerized live around midnight every time a Monday turns into a Tuesday. Only Resmiranda can resmerize you, and you can only find Resmiranda on Zero Point Radio.
This is Resmiranda, and you have been resmerized.
I got one of them toll-free numbers for folks to call in with.
Oh, yeah, what's the number?
Well, it's 1-888-520-1969.
Tell me what this sounds. It's 1-888.
Yeah.
520-1969.
That's it.
Excellent. Good work, though. We'll talk to you later, dude.
Cool. Catch up.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
MrOla.com. See what you've been missing out on.
Funny videos that will make you poop your pants laughing.
Services such as web and pop 3 email, image editing, and logo design at very low rates.
Funny videos that will make you poop your pants laughing.
Free streaming and downloadable videos.
MrOlaf.com.
That's www.MROLAF.com.
Funny videos that will make you poop your pants laughing.
Beast lives. Out of the raging storm, in the dead of night, the ravenous, blood-sick creature searches for its sacrifice. Through the hideous darkness it lurches, driven by death itself. Only the satisfaction of slaughter will cause it to return to the darkness from which it came.
Nursery rhyme, it's about
the boogie woogie man. Keep your light on as long as you can,
cause when it cuts off, so does your head. Boogie woogie woogie waits under your bed with a shake, spa, up through the bottom.
Little Jimmy Jimmy,
got him.
And so what an ugly boogie man. He creeps, he hides, he sneaks, he spies. If your little feeties are hanging on the edge of the bed, you'll run that stuff, motherfucker.
Moonlight fills the room that you sleep in. Things go bump in the night, me creeping out. Fuck, I stung my soul. If you just quit leaving your shit all over the fucking floor, well, fuck it, you're dead anyway. And I'ma leave your head smacked dead in the hallway. In the morning when your daddy walks out, ah! Foot's in your mouth thanks to the boogie man.
Wake up dead when I broke it.
Family show, my friend.
So who's our sound engineer going to be next week?
Oh, my God, dude. But the hate mail, I'm watching your inbox right now.
It's yeah, like, it's filling up.
It's like, F you, I hate you. My kid just, like, started screaming. What's the next? Oh, you guys should die. Whoa, hey. not the first time, not the last time, my friend. Anyways.
Man, yeah, that's not normal ghostly talk fare. That's,
yeah, okay, yeah. See what happens when I have to have an early Easter dinner with my family? I come in and...
Oh. And then this stuff is all queued up, yeah.
Well, I had stuff about bad driving. That's all.
Well,
I
mean, I heard the first few bits of the song, and Will said, well, there's a couple of bad words in it. Oh, yeah, a couple.
That's all right. That's cool. We can let it slide. Well, I can't. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I'll let it slide, but...
You're getting we'll that. You got that glare in here.
I have some, yeah,
pink. It's similar to yesterday on the freeway.
Fill out.
Oh boy.
No.
Man, Will, you better get out of here as soon as 9 o'clock hits, my friends. I think somebody's gonna get pounded around here.
No, I'm good.
Well, you know, we gotta culture. We gotta get the Haunted Basement Studios cultured a little bit too. So.
Uh oh.
Oh man.
Welcome to ICP.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, ICP. Well, they're homeboys.
Yeah.
They're homeboys. They're from Detroit, man. We got to give them props.
They're
from here.
Come on. They're huge.
They're huge. It's amazing to see those guys.
But
honestly.
It is mostly adult-oriented with adult language.
Adult-oriented.
Yeah.
Yeah, the magazine's over there, dude.
No. No, a different kind of adult-oriented.
Hey, it's all fun. But anyway, we got the Felt Mansion.
Oh, we didn't talk about that already?
So how's the rest of your weekend, Doug? We got the Felt Mansion.
Yeah, we got the Felt Mansion. We got to meet all these folks. And we got to go through. We were trying to... First of all, this was a time-limited tour. It wasn't all night.
Yeah.
And it was a special tour because they had reporters there. And they had reporters there, and they had journalism students,
uh-huh.
And then they had us, you know, MGB,
mm-hmm.
And they had
Soul Java,
of course. And
WMGS, DHS was hanging out there too.
Yeah, and
they run the thing.
So it was fantastic.
It was their last night to do this. They're not doing this anymore. They're out.
They're not doing it anymore.
I'm glad I got to go finally.
Yeah. Because
I was wanting to go so bad. And I remember the last time you went. I think I was in Cleveland again or something. I was in Cleveland or we were playing somewhere. I knew it was a fan thing I had to do.
Hey, someone's on the phone.
Oh, okay, cool.
Let's see who's on the phone.
Okay, what do you want to do?
Just say hey while we talk. This is Ghostly Talk.
Hi, you're listening to Ghostly Talk. Steamy action. How can I help you?
You can help me best by updating the archives.
Oh, man!
Oh, they're already mean to me. That's right. My fault.
It's Doug's fault.
My fault.
Who are we speaking to?
Mike from Providence.
Hey,
Mike. Oh, hey, how you doing, man?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I don't know, because on the past couple shows I've been talking about this project that I'm doing at work.
Yeah, he's working for NASA.
Yeah. There's this wing problem they want me to solve. And no. Actually, I've been working on this project for work, and it has taken every single moment of my spare time. I am so sorry. But I will indeed get those things up.
Can we get
ASAP.
Can we get a deadline on this?
I'll put them up tomorrow. Because my program goes into beta testing tomorrow.
Okay.
So when it goes into beta testing, there's going to be a little lag time between that and when reports come in for things I got to fix. So there's that little lag time. So
tomorrow, sorry, Mike. Sorry.
Going into beta testing. So I will get him up, Mike.
I'm not angry. I'm not trying to ride you or anything.
It was only the first thing you said. No big deal.
Hey, so you're in Rhode Island, right?
Yeah.
How's the weather there? Is it ghost hunting weather there yet?
It's changeable. I mean, last week it was all snowy, but it's starting to turn nice.
Oh, well, is it going to snow again next week, though? I mean, is it anything like Michigan at all?
Yeah, is the weather subject to change every day?
Yeah.
Okay, good luck.
But at least it's changing for the better. I mean, it's getting ghost hunting weather, huh?
Yeah, we actually got the window open today, enjoying, like, I'm enjoying the, like, no haze.
Yeah, the little breeze is coming in. And
I admit I'm, frankly, just myself too chicken to actually hunt for ghosts.
You've not been out.
What?
You've not been out? Oh, my God.
Are you planning on going out?
Well, you know, I read the Constantinos book. I don't know if you guys have seen this.
Oh, God.
Doug has seen it.
I'm sorry, have you, when did I talk about the Constantinos book? Did you hear that?
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, you might want to check back. I think it was in the Vampires. We did a show on Vampires.
Yeah, we did a show on Vampires.
Yeah, listen
if that's in the archives already, you've got to hear the Vampires show.
Yeah.
If not,
we just don't have 3 hours for Doug to rant on that, unfortunately.
I was not happy with Constantinos' Vampire book.
Have you read the Contacting the Other Side?
No, that was his, first book?
I don't know.
I didn't.
You know, I found it in one of those places of books for a dollar.
Yeah, well, then you paid too much. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. You are done,
dude. Did I say that? I'm sorry. No.
Boy, Mike, aren't you glad you called?
I'm sorry about that, Mike. No. But ghost hunting is a lot different. I mean, have you listened to this show? This particular show today is about our first ghost hunting trip
of the summer
of the spring season. Out west and just listen to what went on. I mean, a lot of fun, a lot of frolic, a lot of laughs, a lot of torture, and some ghost hunting. I mean, it was awesome. I mean, we have a blast. It's not just going into a scary place and then. You know,
what's the problem though? Like, what are you scared of?
Actually, it seems like once you've opened the door, it's not a door that you could close. Once you know there's something potentially anywhere.
Well, what doors are you, what do you think you're going to open up? I'm not trying to grill on you. You got a very interesting point, actually.
I think it's kind of fear of the unknown. I don't know what I'd open up. I mean, what if this is, I don't know. What if it somehow became
real?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, really, I mean, we've talked about this a lot on the show. I mean, it's only as real as you really want to make it. Now, if you're a hardcore skeptic, you're going to question every single thing that comes at you. If you're someone that lives in La La Land, I hate to use that term, but if you're someone that lives on La La Land, in La La Land, and everything you see is a ghost. Every picture you see, there's a ghost in it. Every lens flare is a ghost. Every shadow of lighting is a ghost. You're gonna, that's gonna be a trip too. We've always talked about it on the show here, you gotta have a healthy dose of each side of it. You gotta be able to deduct conclusions in a scientific manner, in an objective manner. But really, when we're going out, we're not going out standing in a circle and with a goat's
chanting,
head, with a goat's head in the middle of there, chanting and trying to invoke spirits.
There are people who do that.
That's not what we do. You can easily go out to a location, whatever location you want to pick, and just explore a little bit. And if you feel first of all, you want to keep your senses, every sense you have, open to everything. That's the number one thing you want to do. Second of all, you want to be very, very careful. Because I don't know how long you've been listening to the show, but obviously we've learned this from personal experience. Dead people aren't going to hurt you. Trust me on this. Dead people aren't going to hurt you. If you let them hurt you, they could. I mean, as far as just letting your mind go nuts. But it's the living people you really have to be worried of.
Hence when we were out at that one site with the possibility of the militia being around.
Exactly. That's a perfect example right there.
Get out of there. Yeah.
And we did the right thing by saying, well, hey, it's time to go. I hear sounds. I'm not comfortable. we got to get out of here.
Yeah, so you can protect yourself, but you can also have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
The first time I heard an EVP, for some reason, it just put me in a real panic.
You mean an EVP like off the internet, or an EVP you heard something?
I've never made my own. It was, embarrassingly enough, it was from the Art Bell show. That was when I first became in.
What are you embarrassed about?
Oh, man.
Art Bell's great. He's the king. He's the king, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
He's my idol.
I mean, we wouldn't be around if it wasn't for Art Bell, so don't be embarrassed of that, man.
But, I heard the EVPs, and for some reason it just really, it scared me. It seemed so real. And
Did you hear some of the EVPs that they, because he used to have GRS, the Ghost.
That was, yeah.
Those guys are great.
Oh, my gosh.
That's their bread and butter is doing EVPs.
Well, they don't charge for it. I think
they do it
because
they love it.
That's
what we do. We do the same thing. I tell you right now, you've never been out doing this kind of thing at all in your entire life, right?
No.
Okay. I'll tell you this: the first time I went out, you're going to get a charge. You're going to get not a charge like rock and roll. This is a weekend warrior thing. You're going to get the butterflies. You're going to get a feeling that goes through you that you're not used to. And that's just nerves. It's just something. You're doing something new. And if you fear the unknown or you're kind of weird about the unknown, you're going to get this thing that goes through your body. That you're like, whoa, what's going on here?
Well, there's also certain people like, what if you proved it to yourself one way or the other? Are you scared of that particular thing, Mike? Like
EVP.
Do you not really want to know whether there is an afterlife or not?
Possibly. It's a very guttural thing that I haven't thought about very much. I just remember the one EVP where the person said, "I'm completely dead." Like they had first realized it.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a sixth sense scariness that you might not even know when you're dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. That.
I mean, that's a definite possibility right there.
I mean, what if you're already dead?
What, me?
Yeah, anyone.
I'm not.
You know what? Getting up this morning, I can agree with you.
I felt like I was dead,
to tell you the truth. I know exactly what you're talking about. And there was a time in my life, too, where, I feared the unknown. And to this day, I can honestly say there is that possibility that it may not be what we may have envisioned it in our minds, what I envision it, what Doug envisions. But that's part of the game, though. I mean, life itself. I mean, do you know what's going to happen to you tomorrow when you get up in the morning? I don't know what's going to happen to me. I could be driving to work and some semi could just take me out. I mean, I could be gone tomorrow.
Or some lady in a little tiny red Geo could stop in front of you.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't know that was going to happen to us on the way there. We thought, hey, we're going to go out ghost hunting. We're going to have a good time. We're going to get some laughs and we're going to learn some new things. But we ended up sitting on a high. Well, you ended up sitting on a freeway for 2 hours.
Yeah, 2 hours.
Never knew what was going to happen to us. We don't. I mean, and really, I mean, I'm not saying this is wrong, but fearing the unknown, I mean, you got
to
fear. If you fear the unknown, you're gonna fear waking up in the morning and getting out and going to work. Really,
you have to have a healthy attitude about it. I think.
Yeah, and I mean, honestly,
and fear is part of it.
Yeah,
you know?
And it is.
But
honestly,
curiosity is
what takes over. But fear. I mean, I'm not gonna sit here and say that I've never been scared. In the last year and a half working with you guys. I'm not going to say I haven't been scared in some situations. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to be lying. Hey, and there has been some situations like that. But if you handle it smart and you think, hey, look, I'm not comfortable here. If you go out, Mike,
I want you to call us and
well,
tell
yeah,
us
that,
was.
That too.
Yeah.
But if you go out and you don't feel right about it, the first thing you should do is get out of there.
And head for Denny's.
Head for Denny's. Yeah. if you're not comfortable with it, whether you're not comfortable about what you may be feeling, or if you just don't feel like, hey, there's somebody out there that's going to get me. Either way, get out. Because you shouldn't, I mean, the mind is the worst tool of fear. I mean, you can make, I don't know any horror movie on this planet that can top that.
Well, what they do is they use the well-known mind tricks in the movies to induce that kind of feeling, yeah.
But I promise you I'll give it a shot and report back.
I really think you definitely. And I promise you I will get those archives up.
Maybe one of these, the summer's coming, and I got a lot of vacation time. I got a lot of vacation time. You know what? Keep calling. Keep in touch. You have our emails, obviously. Email us. Shoot us an email. Go out and try it. Go out and just see if it's something you want to do. Because obviously you're listening to the show, so you have an interest in it. Am I correct?
Yes, yeah.
You have an interest in it, and that's how we got started.
Yeah.
That's how we got to start doing
it. If this not, thing. I mean, hopefully this show is fairly informative occasionally.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we have these bursts of information that comes out of us for some reason. And so if not, you know, there could be people who just like to listen to what we do. And
well, yeah, and that's cool, too. I was just going to say that. That's the other side of the coin here. If you don't like doing it, if you don't want to go out in the field and do it.
We're out there doing it.
We're out there doing it, and there's books, there's the internet, there's every form of media out there at your disposal for you just to read on it. If it's just something you're interested in and you want to read up and learn about, that's fine, too. There's not a thing wrong with that. But I would say at least go out and give it a shot.
And keep us informed.
Okay, I will.
And also, I do promise I'll put those up tomorrow. All right?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Mike. We got to run here. We'll talk to you soon. Seriously, email us. Keep in touch. Call us anytime you want, all right?
Okay, bye.
Take care of yourself, Mike. Be good. That's very interesting.
I know.
That's very interesting.
I liked that. I liked that call. I know that part of it was, you know, get those archives up. At the same time, part of it just really turned into a really good call.
But that's good. That's good, though, because, I mean, he has a very some people want to go out real bad, but there's just the fear of the unknown,
well,
man.
You know what that exactly parallels? That exactly parallels the thing that people talk about for astral projection.
Yeah. Oh, God, yes. I'm afraid of, man.
Yeah, even you. What if I don't come back?
Yeah, I'm going to be late for work. That's bad.
That would be bad. Although that could be a vacation, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it exactly parallels that same thing. You know, making that first step is really
and anything
difficult.
In life, especially when you get older. When you make these big changes,
yeah, it's harder to.
It's like I said, man. I could get up tomorrow and get wiped out on the freeway going to work. I could. It could very easily happen. We live with that every day of our lives.
Yeah.
You know, the best thing is just to be careful and be smart and be an adult. You'll be all right. But I mean, still, there's things that are beyond our control, and the afterlife is beyond our control if it does exist.
Right.
I have no stake in it whatsoever, but I'm trying to find out, and you're trying to find out what's going on about that, and it does entail a little bit of butterflies in the stomach sometimes.
It sure does.
You got to deal with that.
So we, at Felt, I did experience one thing.
Okay.
Okay. What happens was she's psychic.
Yeah.
And she does that professionally. And she went with us, and she was the one driving the, you know, the big SUV thing that got clipped in the back.
Hope your truck feels better.
I do, too. And so she was going to try to talk to Agnes. And so she gets up there, she gets all ready and everything, and I turned on my tape recorder. Because I was thinking, if as she was talking, what if there was overtones, or what if something comes through on the tape.
And I played bouncer, too. You can't come in this room. We're doing an investigation.
Exactly. You did good. And that's what you sound like.
And they ran.
Yeah. Over to the ballroom. Safety. But anyway, what happened is we're in there, and I started my tape recorder. I taped it.
Uh-huh.
I went to listen to it today.
Uh-huh.
I didn't get anything. I mean, I didn't get anything. I got a little bit of her talking at the setup point, but her entire, you know, speech that she had done, what it came out to be was like the tape decided to take it all, the entire like 20 minutes or so of it, and put it into 1 second of tape. So it comes out like a bleep.
Well,
that's what it sounds like on the tape. And then there's a little bit of her talking before and after the bleep and me, you know, oh, yeah, I got it on tape.
I was standing right there. I'm like, hey, how'd it go? And you're like, I got it on tape.
But I don't have it on tape because it took all of that before it was
signed.
Well,
this was a regular cartridge tape.
It was a microcassette
cartridge tape.
In my Olympus
Pearl I'm sure you've ruled out anything external that may have happened.
Well, it was a brand new tape.
Okay.
Okay. So
batteries were good.
The battery's good. The battery did not die. And I just tested it before the show with Will, and I put, a junk tape that I use in, and I, you know, successfully recorded on that and played it back with no problem, several minutes. And so it's not the tape recorder. The only thing it could have been was the tape itself.
Yeah.
It looks good. It fast-forwards. It rewinds. There's no physical-looking problem with the tape. The thing is, I don't want to run any tests on it.
You don't want to cut over it.
Right, without Kelly around, because I want her to hear what I, have gotten. And before I run any tests, and I also want to capture it into the computer before I run any tests on the physical tape, because once I run a test on the physical tape, such as fast forwarding, past this effect or whatever it was, fast forwarding past it, and then starting to tape, so then I'm actually introducing damage to my evidence. So before I do any tests to this physical tape cartridge, I'm going to have to, get permission for that and stuff like that, because I have a feeling it's a good tape. I think that this is, I think when I try to tape on this tape, it will work because it looks good, it moves, everything's fine. The only problem is the only problem with it is it didn't tape. It took all that like 20 minutes of speech and compressed it into 1 second.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah, and so is,
I know,
is
I was standing right there, and you're like, I got it.
Yeah.
I'm like, excellent.
So was this a true paranormal influenced equipment failure, such as those that we experience all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Or was it a bad tape? I don't know yet. We're going to
have to
experiment
follow up.
On
we're
going to
have to follow up on that.
Yeah,
definitely.
But I can't experiment on the tape until I capture it into the computer and get Kelly's permission, because this was her experiment.
Yeah, it was her thing.
So, and I want her there when we try and tape on this physical piece of tape, because I don't want to damage the evidence before we
go over this
evidence right away.
No, we don't
want to
do that. So yeah, a couple things did kind of pop up.
Okay.
We did a couple things happened. Soul Java, the clock stopped.
Yeah.
Did it start back up again?
6:00 p.m.
It started back up at 6:00
mm-hmm.
p.m.?
So then they had to, adjust the time, but it was 6 p.m. when it started back up.
And what kind of clock was it?
It was a watch.
Just a watch.
A watch.
I didn't even look at my watch.
Yeah.
I was wearing my wristwatch, too. I'm going to look at the watch. I don't think anything happened to mine, because I was looking at it all day long, going, hey, what time is it? And, looking at it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to check it anyways when I get home tonight. It's kind of one of those days where
I
just blew out of the house and barely even got a shower in.
Yeah, because today was
the teeth aren't brushed. The teeth are not brushed. This mic is starting to melt, actually.
Yeah.
But I'm going to check my watch, too.
Good idea.
That might be something to look into also. Everybody that was there last night, check your watches. If you have a wristwatch. Just in case. You never know. I don't know how many times a day you'll get your watch.
It
may be something
give
to volunteer.
Check.
And we're going to have to follow up with the EVP.
The EVP thing we have to follow up on. Pictures I haven't even downloaded and looked at. So we're going to be busy the next couple days.
Wow, what a weekend.
Thank you, WMGHS, Nicole and Vicky and Kathy, and thank you, Soul Java.
Yeah, all you guys are just too cool to me, and Doug and Will.
Totally awesome.
We had a great time, and we hope you guys enjoyed the show, too, because we dropped a lot of names here.
And we had a blast.
You guys take care of yourself. This was Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
And I'm Doug.
And you guys take it easy.
True science will not deny the existence of things because they cannot be weighed and measured. It will rather lead us to believe that the wonders and subtleties of possible existence surpass all that our mental powers allow us clearly to perceive.
We must ignore no existence whatsoever. We may variously interpret or explain its meaning and origin, but if a phenomenon does exist, it demands some kind of explanation.
A quote from the Principles of Science, William Stanley Jevons, 1835.